Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Back here, our number two of the second guest show, Mike DeTellier, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I'll be on until 7 o'clock tonight, and then it'll be the Will Wade show. We're trying to get that LSU basketball team back on track, big game Wednesday night against Texas A&M. He's here with us each and every Monday night from the Silver Slipper, Mr. Dave Hilbert. Dave, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Great to be here, man. Great to be here.
Dave ain't got nothing to do today. No news, no nothing. The weekend was low-key and everything else. All kind of new stuff coming out, so I'll ask you right off the bat. I think we can all agree, Sean Payton's not going to be a lifer here. You think he returns for 2022? I think he does come back for 2022, but there's a lot of money out there to be made in the broadcast industry, and I think we're starting to see the attraction by the networks to Payton, and eventually he will end up in the booth. But I just got a gut feeling he'll
be
back.
Especially if he doesn't have a marquee quarterback lined up.
Yeah, you know? I think that may be
iffy 2 years.
Dave, I think that may be something he sort of wants to settle before he would decide to come back.
Well, and he has a new wife, and she's like, man, I don't like these coaching hours. I thought we'd spend more time together and all that, but that's why you got to be special to be married to a coach.
Oh, yeah.
To a coach. But the money they're giving these top-notch broadcasters, look, six to eight coaches get fired every year. Sean Payton, listen. We all know who's his mentor, Bill Parcells. I mean, Bill Parcells went to the the TV booth, and he came back to coaching.
A couple of different times.
I could see Sean doing TV and being a coach with someone else, if not even 2023, 2024. Because, again, supply and demand, and Sean has that kind of respect. And think about this. You're not putting in the hours like you're putting in coaching. And if, let's say, Fox would be willing to hire him, he could get paid almost kind of the same kind of coin that he gets coaching, and you're not putting all these hours, and you're not as stressed.
Yeah, Bob, I think, you know, a lot of this play has been about him going to another team. He's not going to another team. If he decides to move on,
he might,
it would be
the
TV.
Down the road, but I think right now it's more TV.
It's all about TV. Because he's under contract. He signed an extension back in 2019.
Yeah, till 2024. Is that correct? I think so. No, the Saints. Listen, if he wants to coach another team, the Saints wants to get. They want to get compensated for that if he would end up being head coach with some other team. And this goes to the TV booth. I think when you think about it, the Saints organization is so stable, and who they have in place, I would not be surprised. You don't got to go out the building. You make Dennis Allen the head coach, and you let Pete Carmichael run the offense. Oh, well, what are you talking about? You got to look outside. Why? The Pete Carmichael, remember the Bounty Gate year 2012? We had a top three offense under Pete Carmichael. Now, I know we had Drew Brees.
Yeah, Drew, that's the big difference.
But it's still, okay, when Sean missed the game, and we upset. Now, you might say, well, I don't know, we only won 9-0. Well, it's how you manage the game. Dennis Allen was in charge. Pete Carmichael, he knew how to call plays to win that game. So I think it's not as like, Sean's not here. What are we going to do? Sean has established the foundation they have in that locker room with the respect of the players. and the coaches. I think they could hire them from within and still be successful.
It's going to be a step down coaching-wise. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
As a head coach. Come on, Sean.
Well, what you mean a step down as far as decision-making?
No, I'm talking about the talent as a head coach. As one thing to be an assistant coach and a good one, as another thing to be in control of the room as a head coach.
Well, yeah, I would say that, but I think Dennis Allen got the respect of the players, and I also think that Sean has nothing to do with the defense, and our defense has been kick-ass as of late.
No, so I don't disagree there. Yeah, I just think it takes a special guy to be a head coach to handle things. I think it does really take that special guy.
I just think with the leaders we have in the building, in the locker room, that they would respect Dennis Allen and now appreciate his authority. Now, it's not Sean, again, and to me, even if Sean does TV, he's not going away. He's still going to coach to me.
That rumor thing when he's 58 years old, it'll be swirling around him until he's 70 years old. Believe me, that'll always be there with him. Dave, tell everybody what's happening here at the Super.
By the way, Sean Payton's movie comes out this week on Netflix, The Home Team, the one where he coached his son's game during the
– You paid for that?
No, but I just watched the trailer.
When he coached the Bounty Gate year when
exactly.
he was in Dallas. Right?
And he took his son's team to the championship.
Well, I can tell you this. Now,
so you're watching it is what you're telling me.
Well, it's fun. You got to watch the trailer.
Okay, you telling me is all I need to know about. I get it.
Dave and Mike, this is not an opinion again. This is facts. It's stats. It's facts. Okay, this is facts. Now, you might say, well, Hebert, what have the Saints done in the postseason? Well, we haven't done anything. Now, we got cheated, the Nola no call. We all know about that going to the Super Bowl, the Rams game. But do you know that don't you want to support a winner, right? We all love winners. We love winners. Do you know the Saints, even at 9-8, they were only the second current team to have at least five consecutive winning seasons? You know who we joined? The Kansas City Chiefs.
How about that?
Okay, if you look five consecutive seasons, look at all the teams. Five consecutive winning seasons. The Chiefs and the Saints. Now, people would say, what about the postseason? All I know is the Chiefs have winning Super Bowls. Are they going to Super Bowl? But we're talking about supporting a winner. And that's what the Saints have done compared to where the Chiefs are at.
Dave, tell us what's happening here.
Man, the February 1st, of course, is coming up this Tuesday, and we start off with we have a Mardi Gras. I think it's a 20-ounce plastic tumbler we're giving away. Tumbler. We're giving away every day in February while supplies last. And
that's a drinking glass.
That's a drinking glass, man.
Somebody might think you're tumbling somebody around here. I just gotta clarify that.
It keeps it cold or hot?
It keeps it cold.
Keeps it cold, and it don't know the difference neither.
Comes with that lid on. That's what they call the tumbler. Comes with the lid. And then this Saturday is our Shake, Rattle, and Roll $40,000 giveaway. 9 o'clock this stuff. Saturday night, we will have a grand prize winner.
$40,000?
Well, it could be $10,000 cash and up to $30,000 in free slot play. So yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's right.
Man,
and
you better believe it.
That's right. And then February the 14th, Valentine's Day, we have our annual Pick a Rose drawing where we have 100 drawing long stem roses that have prize notes on them, and that's always a lot of fun.
Prize
well,
notes.
That was
like
probably
you're giving something away.
Yeah,
so Dave. Come on, Dave, you got to be more. You got to tell us a little bit more about that rose. You're not giving away $2 in free slots.
The roses have anywhere from $25 to $750 on the little prize note. And then there's two.
And they better want one of them roses, he wanted the one with the $750.
Dave, you came up with this promotion.
I did, man. I did.
Come how about that?
That's right.
Dave
that's
why they're paying him the big money.
Dave is a romantic at heart. That's what his wife said.
Yeah, that's what Mr. John said. Dave, come up with a gimmick. Come up with something, Dave.
That's exactly right.
And Dave, you got the buffet open, and you know the restaurants here always great food. Number one buffet on the Gulf Coast, and certainly the restaurants. Absolutely, I get a little deal every week about what they're serving over the weekend. Man, that stuff looks pretty doggone good.
It does. They change it up, keep it all nice and fresh. And I know, especially the Blue Bayou one. on special holidays like Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, you know, Christmas, things like that. They really do a good job theming it.
I had a friend of mine text me that they got rooms here for the weekend from Mardi Gras, but it was tight
for them coming in.
So
it'll be tight.
So if you want to spend a little time away, maybe from the city and come out here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, they got the rooms, but you better make that call real fast.
Yeah, we're sold out almost every weekend.
Well, sure. And you know, Dave, I know you look at championship weekend, you look at division weekend. I mean, to close out that Chiefs-Bills game, I heard it was crazy in here.
Joey
was telling us, man, that place went up pretty good in the final 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, that was incredible game. Some of the best games I've ever seen. Oh. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Okay, because you old enough, that Christmas Day game, early 70s, Chiefs, Dolphins, double overtime. And then we saw Chargers, Dolphins, 82. But that game last night, the way it ended, you know, if you wasn't watching – but you got one of them, like Ed used to say, them tweeter machines.
Yeah,
man, everybody's, man, you got to see what's going on. I would love to have seen the breakdown of that ratings for yesterday, especially that final quarter.
The final quarter,
Because, you know, you got a little bit of coin now today. You know, you got a little bit of coin on the line. You got a pulling interest, but the way it ended was unbelievable.
And here's Joe Burrow now, one game away from the Super Bowl. Isn't that crazy?
Man.
Unbelievable.
And Joe took a beating.
Oh.
I mean, every other play he was getting hit. But, man, listen, when it counted, Joe made the plays cool as a cucumber. And I remember Coach O telling me this. Mikey said this, and I've had a few guys like him, but he may be one of the mentally toughest guys I've ever been around in my life. How one play doesn't affect the next. Man, I'm moving on.
Well,
I'm moving on.
And you know what's special about when you play in the pros? Because – you could have played with teammates maybe in high school or college, whatever. Look at the game. It was limited. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire, how he contributed with the Chiefs. And now Joe knows how much he counted on him as a running back. Now he got Joe Mixon. But now you playing. It's almost like you're playing against your brother. Now, it's a high stakes, so to speak. But when you look at the competitive nature and the relationships you develop and to get to this point to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's truly special.
And to think of that 2019 team and how it spread out all over the NFL with talent is unreal when you think about the guys that played in that national championship game. And now, you know, you get to see them on basically on center stage. Dave, come on down to the Silver Slipper. Give it up for Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870.
Bobby, I was just reading about Sean Payton.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.